Howdy, Gone Wild Audio. This is Z Great Felipe, and I guess this is my first legitimate recording for you. Unfortunately, I am new to your subreddit, so unfortunately, I think I just said that a moment ago. I might be being redundant right now. Anyway, I don't have something original, but a friend recommended I take this this sex and food questionnaire, which I believe was written by Lottie Squeaks. So, thank you to her for giving me something to actually go off of. But anyway, without any further ado, I will get this underway for you guys. So, let's see what we have here. Five top fives. Top five famous people you would like to fuck, fictional or real, any gender. Famous. I don't give much thought to this kind of thing, so I'm just going to ramble off the first few names that come to mind. I really like dark-haired people, so, Ava Mendez, Emma Stone, Felicia Day, Lucy Pender, Lucy Liu, whatever. That one's kind of a hit and a miss for me, because I don't really, anyway. Top five foods you would consider a romantic dinner. Waffles. Waffles are totally romantic. I don't care what you say. There's just something sensual about a waffle. Just the way you say it, you know? Waffle. But anyway, chicken fettuccine Alfredo. A good juicy steak. Cheese burger, I'm taking way too long with this. To be honest, the truth is I'm actually not even thinking about romantic foods. I'm blurting out things I like to eat. Anyway, staying on point. You know what? Pressure. I'm going to have to go. Oh my god, this is taking too long. Tuna. Screw it. Tuna fish. Yay. Tuna. I like tuna. There. Top five favorite places to be kissed. Well, that's pretty easy. Lips. Forehead. Top of my head. Cheek. And neck. In no particular order, but those five. Yeah. Giggity. Top five childhood favorite foods. Waffles. Cheese sticks. Cheese sticks, not bad, but not making the top five. So waffles, cheese sticks, eggs, banana split. Does that count as a food? I mean, I realize that's like a culmination of things, but whatever. And bananas. Oh god, I love bananas. Okay, top five strangest or silliest things you've ever been turned on by. Okay, number one, I'm just going to start this off with a bang. I remember years ago when I was a little kid, this was like very beginnings of middle school or end of elementary school. It was in that range, I don't remember. Definitely like in the 8 to 11 years old range. I remember sitting on the bed with my dad and we were watching a show or a movie or something. And this commercial came on. There's a pretty lady. And for whatever reason, I was mystified, and I told my dad, I was like, oh, look, Dad, and I had a boner, and for some reason, I thought that I had this rare ability that other children didn't have, and I was all, look, Dad, look, and I'm pretty sure my dad was worried that he was raising some kind of very strange child, but all I remember was like just a plain old makeup commercial, and I'm like, spring, boner, so I don't know, that was just weird. Four other incidents, oh, God. Silly things. God, I've really never given much thought to this, to be honest with you. I feel like most things I've been... Okay, I've seen all kinds of goofy kinds of porn, so if I can just blow through these other four, it's like I've watched everything from pirates to ninjas to maids to... There was this one really bad SpongeBob. I kid you not, live-action SpongeBob. Dude's like wearing a cardboard cutout of SpongeBob getting blown by a weird-looking chick who's supposed to be Sandy. I didn't get a boner from that because I was too busy laughing, but if I would have gotten a boner, that would be strange and silly, so that's a wrap. just sex questions. All right, this is more my forte. What's one thing most people wouldn't guess that you do in bed? Huh. Okay. Yeah, none of you are going to see this coming. I am a 26-year-old man, and if I am alone and randy, I will still dry hump my bed, because you know what? Why not? I got to get the motion out of my system, and there you go. Describe your life with a movie title. My sex life. Describe your sex life with a movie title or song lyric. I want to be comical about this, so I'm going to say, God, this is actually a little bit harder than I thought. I should be able to, God, I thought I would just be able to wing this and just do this totally, you know, on the fly, I was wrong. Movie title. That'd be much easier than a song lyric. Huh. So I'm going to go with, You know what? Never mind. You know what? Screw it. The Goonies. Because my sexual hijinks always end up being so comical that it's actually kind of sad. So, blah. There you go. What words can a sex partner use that will make you go, take me now? I'm not going to lie. There was a point in my past when I had a relationship with a young lady, and she really thought of me like a master type person, and for whatever reason, that really got me stoked. Not in like a creepy shackle you to the wall and have my way with you kind of thing, but more like affectionate endearment. So it just, I don't know, that reverent kind of earnest appeal made me be all, you know, boner. So anyway, how long does foreplay usually last for you? Honestly, this depends on the woman. I would like to think that I actually have a lot of patience and stamina when it comes to to bedroom activity. So I am perfectly happy if it needs to last anywhere from 5 minutes, but if it needs to go on for upwards of an hour, I mean, hell, I'm going all in. If she wants to do it, then I'm there. So, but if we have to give an average, cause you know, you're wanting, you know, how long is it usually asked? Let's just say 30 minutes. I think half an hour is fair. Which sense would you be most willing to have restricted during sex and why? I'm going to say vision, because I gotta keep my mouth open, cause you know, kissing or touching places with my tongue, and you know, gotta use my hands, and I gotta hear. I'm an audiophile. Noise turns me on like nothing else, so I cannot have my ears plugged. That is so, that makes me want to cry. So yes, definitely my eyes. Does a sexual encounter always need to include an orgasm for you to feel satisfied? Kind of a trick question. Not for me per se. I mean, yeah, I would like to always be able to come and have an orgasm when I'm having sexy times with a lady, but if it's, say, you know, I get her off, then you know what? I'm glad I got my partner off, and that makes me happy to know that I pleased her. So I would say that I can still be satisfied in that manner. So yes, and no, and what? just food questions. What is your favorite type of breakfast food? It's got to be either any kind of way you prepare eggs or a waffle. God, I love eggs and waffles. What is your favorite type of dessert? Ooh, that's a better, you know what? No. Brown sugar pie. My mom bakes amazing brown sugar pies, and God, they're so good. Do you subscribe to the cook doesn't clean idea, where the person who cooks the meal is automatically excused from doing the dishes? Why or why not? You know what? I've never thought about that much, but it's actually not a bad idea, in my opinion, because if you go so far out of your way to prepare a nice meal for yourself and others, it's kind of a nice gesture of respect and appreciation to, you know, let the cook have a break and everyone else do the cleanup afterward. So, you know, they don't have to do everything. I mean, they don't have to, but it's a nice gesture, I believe. How often do you eat out at a restaurant? How often do you order takeout or delivery? I would say I probably eat out at a restaurant once, maybe twice a week, and take out maybe 2 to 3 times a week. I really shouldn't, but sometimes you just get really busy or you're just burned out and lazy, and you know, you really want someone else to cook for you, but you don't want to have to clean up after them. You saw what I did there? And anyway, have you ever been served breakfast in bed? If yes, by whom, and what was the occasion? Nothing comes to mind recently, but I would say if I've ever been served breakfast in bed, it was probably eons ago, and I bet it was when I was a little kid and sick and couldn't go to school, and so my mom probably brought me breakfast in bed. Like, I might distinctly remember eating cereal or something simplistic, but that's the only thing that comes to mind. So, is there any kind of food that you only like prepared in a specific way? Gosh, that's... I haven't really given much thought to that. Any kind of food? Well, God, I am failing fantastically at this. You know what? I know what I don't like. I'll put a twist on this. I most assuredly do not like my beef cooked any other way than medium well. So I guess I only prefer my beef prepared at the medium well temperature or method. So anyway, there's that. Name a sex act and a food item that you wish you tried sooner. Okay, sex act, oral sex on a girl. In my defense, I have wanted to for a long time, and every girlfriend or buddy, whatever, that I ever had never liked oral sex or even wanted it. It explicitly said, don't you dare go down on me. So I was like, okay. And then finally, the last girl that I actually was with for a brief time was okay with this. And so I got my maiden voyage to the South Seas. And let me tell you, I like it. I enjoy it. And I like the reaction that it gave me. I was very pleased with how pleased she was. Much pleasing. Food item. So, food item that I wish I tried sooner. You know what? Supreme pizza. I don't know if that's kind of stupid, but for the longest time, even until I was a young adult, I always avoided Supreme pizza because I was like, oh, it's Gareth. And I only ate pizza with meat and cheese. And then one day, for whatever reason, I was at work, and or my job at the time, and the place messed up the order and ended up giving us a Supreme pizza. Well, I was famished, and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to starve, so I made myself eat a piece, and I've never gone back since. It is... Oh, God, it's magical. Sex act and food item. You tried once and never would again. You know, this is going to be really sad, but my sex life has been very vanilla, and I have only had a couple partners in the entirety of my life, so I haven't really gotten to explore much of anything. I can't really give you one on that because honestly, I'm still exploring. So, food that I would never eat again, black fin shark or black tip shark. Is that what it's called? I feel bad that I even ate it at a seafood restaurant, but I was curious and oh my God, I don't know if it's how they prepared it, but I would never eat it again. Not only because I feel bad for the shark, but also, oh my God, it was disgusting. It was like meat chewing gum. Just bleh. So, no. Sex act and food, I could not live without. Okay, well, once again, food I can't live without. Waffles, come on, man. A sex act? How detailed are we talking? Like, a position of sex? Or just like, you know, oh, a foreplay? I don't... Okay, you know what? Fine. Blowjobs. I don't know. I'm just blurting that. I don't know. Blah. Whatever. Makes you feel all warm and fuzzy and happy when you're done. Okay. What is a food that makes me happy? Chicken fettuccine alfredo. I know I already mentioned that earlier, but oh my God, that is easily my favorite pasta-y dish to eat. As for a sex act... I would say probably the transition from after performing oral on my lady or her performing oral on me, and whether or not it escalates to sex beyond that point, whatever. But after that, and then there's kissing after the oral, you feel so close to the other person, and it's very nice, you know? You feel all content, like, you know, oh, if this goes further, yay. But if it doesn't, you're like, you know what, no, I'm happy just to lay here and peck your lips after you lipped my pecker. I'm here all week. Sex and food together. Have you ever been horny and hungry at the same time? Okay, I'm a guy. You know that, right? I mean, that's pretty much the way I'm programmed 24/7. I always want to eat, sleep, and screw. If I could do all three at the same time, it would be... I would never have to do anything else for the rest of my life. I would be... My life would have come full circle. Anyway. Yeah, I aspire to great heights. Would you ever wear or make your partner wear edible undergarments? If you did, would you actually eat them? That's a tricky question. Ideally, it sounds really sexy, but I think there's a couple things you need to take into the factor here. Numero uno, make sure pubic hair is trimmed, because if you're going to eat those undies, you definitely don't want that getting stuck in between your teeth. Sorry for being graphic. Numero dos, you really don't want someone to pass gas on their sexy underwear, and then you get down there and you're like, oh god, this is bleh. Or god forbid you have a hazmat spill, and then, you know, it's like, ain't nobody eating that. Okay, I think there's some people in the world that would eat that, and not knocking you. We're moving on. So, would you ever eat a meal off of a sex partner's body? And if so, what kind of food? I know it's messy and sticky, but for some reason the idea of eating something like ice cream would be really, really hot. I don't know why. It just does. I mean, it's melting, so you gotta lick it, but you can... I mean, I just picture... like, imagine how hard somebody's nipples would get if you dropped a scoop of ice cream on them and then got to lick it off. I mean, it might be slightly weird, but damn, that just seems really to me. But anyway, what do you think would be the worst meal to have before a sexual encounter, and why? Clearly the hazmat soiled edible undergarments. I'm pretty sure that is a universal boner killer before any kind of sexual encounter. Yep. This or that questions. Over the knee spanking or bend over in front of me spanking? Tough one, because I like the idea of both, but personally I'm going to go with over the knee, because you get a better view of that bootay, and who knows, she might get to feel a little something-something growing in the garden. Know what I mean? Chocolate or vanilla ice cream? Huh. You know, as a kid, I really liked chocolate, but I feel like as I've grown older, I like vanilla ice cream, because I feel like it goes with more things. There's greater customability or customization to vanilla ice cream than there is chocolate. Anyway, giving or receiving oral sex? Huh. You know, I really like getting blowjobs, but having finally gotten to perform oral on a girl, I am super stoked about getting to do that more. So I'm going to have to go with actually giving, surprisingly enough. Cake or pie? Seriously, cake. This red versus blue, people, seriously, cake. Not pie, cake. Gags or blindfolds? Gotta go with the blindfolds, because again, gags, I like noise. If she can't make sound, I'm not gonna get near as much enjoyment from it as I would like. That's cuckolding in a way I don't want. when making a PBJ, peanut butter first, then jelly, or jelly first, and then peanut butter? Systematically and logically, I think it's better to put the peanut butter first, because peanut butter is so adhesive in a way that when you put the jelly on there, it actually helps to keep the jelly in place. And not to mention, if the jelly has a little bit too much of that liquidy jam to it, the peanut butter helps absorb that, so it's not like bleeding through that bottom piece of bread and onto your plate, and then you put your fingers underneath it and you're like, oh god, it's sticky. And I've really thought that one through way too much. Facing each other or from behind? Oh, damn you. That's a tough one. See, this is another one of these. I haven't really gotten to enjoy Le Doggy style much, and so it's like, I can't... I want to try... Damn it. I like cute, moments, though. So, facing each other. Sour or spicy? Spicy. Spicy all the way. Sour? No, I hate sour. Even though spicy is not actually a thing, it's just my taste buds dying. But I'm still going to go with spicy. Anyway. And finally, what kind of food would you bring to a Gone Wild Audio potluck picnic? Okay, so it's picnic, so I'm assuming this is, like, lunchtimey, early afternoon, so, you know what? Screw it. I'm gonna be a rebel. I'm just gonna bring you guys waffles, because why not? Waffles are great. So, anyway, that's my sex and food questionnaire, and once again, thanks to Lottie Squeaks for having, written this up. I hope you guys enjoyed and that I did not bore you too much with my yammering.